S of the Dr. Fred Bell Science, Health, and Energy Show. If I hear an echo within 5 seconds, I will know that we're on the air.
You're on the air.
And I want to welcome everybody to the Dr. Fred Bell Health, Science, and Energy Show. And I also want to thank the great comments and feedbacks that I haven't even read yet, but I've heard they're there from having Dr. Deagle on a few weeks ago. That was a lot of fun. And a lot of you are trying to get on the air with the camera thing. And believe me, we're working on that. I've got another camera, an internet camera, already hooked up as we speak. But we're going to do this. You know, this is the first step of television live with, you know, BBS radio. So we're working on it. You know, and me, I'm the pioneer. I make all the mistakes. Tonight's show is motivated. I'm basically doing this because I'm not a very smart person on nutrition and health and energy, but I am confounded by ignorance out there with people understanding nutrition, what the body really needs, the aging process, steroids, antioxidants, adrenaline stimulating, you know, things like guarana. I'm just totally blown away by how stupid people are and the dumbness of, you know, questions that come in. People that do not understand formulation, and I'm not going to apologize for this because it's been a while since. There's a lot of good information out there, and you know, it just blows my mind. Tonight, we're going to talk about the body. You know, it's 5% mineral, and that 5% controls 95% or the rest of the body's bodily functions. So, whenever people, here's the thing I'm getting a lot right now. Oh, this powdered gold, this powdered silver, blah, blah, blah. What's that going to do for me? The fact is, when you would have to ask a question like that about one of these substances, tells me that you have no business even asking the question. And you shouldn't even be touching the stuff. All you're going to do is spend a lot of money not knowing what to expect. And when people spend a lot of money not knowing what to expect on these new super minerals, it tells me that they're blind after immortality. They're blind after perfect health. It sends a big message to me. It does. It tells me that these people really don't want to know what silver or gold does. They could care less. They just want an answer. They're asking me or anybody for an answer to a question that has nothing to do with nutrition. It's a fear. It's a fear of the next step. And so I guess when people turn to nutrients, they're not doing it to look better, to exercise, you know, I mean, to have a better physique or to be smarter. They're doing it because they're afraid of where they're going, and they sense they're going somewhere that's not good. And so it's fear. Now, Don, what do you think about that?
I have to absolutely agree with you on that one.
Yeah, and aren't you the perfect example of that?
What, am I filled with fear?
No, that you just trash your body out a lot.
Well, you know, I look at it in this way.
Yeah.
I don't believe I'm going to get sick. I think I'm going to be young forever. I feel it. I've had emphysema. I had x-rays taken. It showed up in the x-rays when I was very young, before I hit even 20. Pack-a-day smoker. And today, I'm still a three-pack-a-day smoker.
You're up to three.
And
I
do no exercise. I drink about 5 pots of coffee, smoke 3 packs of smokes. And I sit in the cubicle with my brother who does the same, just breathing in all this wonderful secondhand smoke on top of it and eating very poorly. And you know what? After some of the wonderful things happened to me, I had an entity it grabbed me on my chest. I know it was one of my spirit guides. And I saw him do it, put his hand on my chest, stayed there for a little over 25 minutes. And since then, I don't show any emphysema at all. The x-rays are clear. I feel healthy. I got a little bit of a smoker's cough every now and again. But I can go in, get checked out, and I'm as healthy as an ox. So to me, I mean, it's kind of like that little writing you put in your book about prophets. You know, leave them alone, leave the prophets alone, because we make our own destiny. I believe the same thing about health. Sure, I think living a healthy life, some people need to. And most people actually should, but I truly believe that the will overcomes all of that, and I believe I'm going to be young and healthy forever, and if I'm wrong, well, then I'm wrong. But right now, I seem to be correct.
Okay,
so,
that's a very, very powerful statement. How old are you now?
I'm 37, be 38 this year now.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good.
I know.
You know? But I'm not going to tell them that those super herbs you're taking on the side.
Well, okay, that's true. Well, folks, I do take a lot of vitamin supplements.
Yeah,
and
damn
I
right
have,
you do.
Yeah, I have for quite some time. That's the one thing I do. I mean, if I don't eat well, at least I'm taking a lot of good vitamin supplements and mineral supplements.
Yeah, you do, and that's important, and I'm proud of you for that.
Yeah.
So for that reason, we'll let you live another day without any kind of bronchial cancer. But a lot of people, see, you're not doing it out of fear. I bet you know why you take things when you take them, don't you?
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny because all of a sudden my body will crave certain things. It'll crave fruits or it'll crave apples or oranges. And I don't much like fruits, but it'll crave it. I'll go eat it. And, you know, I'll eat the most odd things at the odd times. I'll eat a plate full of salad every evening, which I do. I mean, a huge plate full of salad.
Yeah.
And so I do some strange things, eating strangely, but it's usually my body wants it and I know to give it to it.
Yeah. No, I understand that, and that's really good. But I also know that you know quite a bit about health and nutrition. You just don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, you know, well, with my lifestyle, I don't want to dwell on it too mad, because then remember, if I dwell on it, then my mind starts to think that I'm living an unhealthy lifestyle, and then I create that matrix.
Yeah, you don't have to put yourself in the category. You just need to balance your energy. That's the most important part.
Yes.
So anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and change the topic now that we're having a little bit of fun. And I'm going to talk about, first of all, minerals. People come to me all the time asking me about what minerals they should be taking or blah, blah, blah. Okay. Trace minerals. Okay. Now how trace minerals came into our society is that, you know, at the turn of the century, people typically died of pneumonia. That was the big killer. The Europeans could not adapt to this climate over here. And this clarity, they were so toxic that they typically died about 50 years old. So the Indians, there was a group of Indians and a retired geologist up in the Utah, near the Paiute Indian tribe, and he was getting arthritis was a killer that led to such a step out. Arthritis was led to pneumonia. That's how they died. Like George Washington died that way. Ethan Allen died that way. So what happens is that this professor, he was really nice. The Indians loved him. He had a big ranch up in Utah, and started developing arthritis, swelling, huge swelling, which arthritis basically is a viral disease, and the blood is manufactured in the bones, and obviously there's a disease of the bones. I mean, that's fair and simple what that would be. So he's coming down with a swelling, and the Indians looked at that and laughed and threw him in a river, or actually a stream right by his house, his cabin up in the mountains there in Utah. And he noticed after being thrown in, you know, whether he wanted it or not, it was a little cool, you know, for a couple of months his swelling went down. And that kind of really got his attention, because if you're an arthritic, it hurts, and you look at it, it's obnoxious. So you're conscious of your problem. So he followed the stream up to an artesian well. And there he found that surrounding the walls of this well, natural well, were brown clay, much like the clay in Arkansas when we pull the crystals out of the ground. It's actually the same thing. The French use that clay for cosmetics and drawing poisons out of the body. It's a lot like D-propolis. So anyhow, he looked at that and analyzed it, being a geologist, what a perfect person for this. And that, you know, it's a long time ago. It's 56 years ago. And he found out there was a lot of trace minerals in this rich clay. So we need trace minerals. Now, what, you know, the sad thing about it is that trace minerals do not exist in our diet anywhere at all today. And the reason they don't is because of, I'm sure most of you, my listeners at least, remember the Dust Bowls of Kansas, because half my listening audience, you know, survived it. But anyway, we lost our topsoil across the entire nation. And that was a very high year of astral, there was a big astral conflict that aroused, you know, from our, I guess it was the motorization and bringing out the Earth's fossil fuels, you know, the dinosaur blood. There was it created a huge frustration in the mid-20s. So anyway, that's when this all happened. So later on, his grandson started putting this together in a recipe, and it started the trace mineral syndrome in the world. You can go to the health food store now and buy trace minerals. Trace minerals is a multi-billion dollar industry, started about 1922. And Theradyne, me, got interested in it a long time ago, 30 years ago. It was a brand new market when I got interested into it. And so I talked to Bret Hart. Hart was the person that his grandfather had made this discovery, and we became friends, and we started making trace minerals with these people ever since. I've been doing it ever since, many, many years. So without trace minerals in your body, you can buy a lot of this stuff that's on the market, and we'll talk about some of it in a few minutes. Bottom line is, the assimilation factor is based on the electrical firing of the synapses in the brain, and that has to be coming from a mineral source. If the mineral source is not there, like, imagine a motor in your car and a spark plug. And this spark plug has three levels of sparking. One, a very good spark, a medium spark, and kind of a very poor spark. Okay? Minerals work in the body in the same way. The very poor spark minerals are iron, copper, which you should never see in a vitamin formula, manganese, calcium, and the stuff that you normally think of. These are called base minerals. And what these guys do is they produce a electrolyte solution of a, when you look at an electrolyte solution, you're looking at the conductivity. For example, the ampere. Everybody has heard in their home, oh, I got a 1-amp motor, or I have a 2-amp motor. Well, the ampere came from a unit of measurement in physics about 100 years ago called the Coulomb. And what that was is that we put a volt of electricity into a gallon of water and a measured amount of silver, and we had a positive and negative electrode. And over the period of an hour, we observed how much silver moved out of the solution into one of the electrodes. And this established, knowing the current, knowing the voltage, it established a unit of measurement, current, because the silver physically moved itself into another position in the solution and solidified from out of being in a colloidal state. And so that was called a Coulomb. Today, when we look at electricity in the body, we measure it the same way. Microcoulombs are obvious. Very small units of measurement. Bottom line is, current measurement is very important, because what it is in the body, it's the amount of electrical ions that are going from one part of the brain to another. That's all they have to be, is in the brain. They go from one point of the brain to another, electrical ions, and in the process of this transition, create an electrical current. And so therefore, iron ions are very heavy, so they move slowly. They crawl, okay? So that means the electricity comes in very slow doses. So what? Think about what you do in your body. That's a very slow dose. Okay, we breathe. We go in, out, in, out. Slow dosage. The heart is going beep, 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 beep. Slow dosage. Are we conscious of our breathing? Are we conscious of our heartbeat? Not unless Dr. Fred brings it up on the Health, Energy, and Science show on BBS Radio. Otherwise, we don't think about that. So the bottom line is, that's a low-frequency activity, and without conductivity of metal between the electrodes in the brain, the positive and the negative terminals of the brain, you're going to have what we call respiratory or low-value autonomic problems. So if you have heart problems, if you have respiratory, breathing, asthma, any kind of thing like this, shortness of breath, you know that there's minerals deficient in that part of your body. You know that. So you can't run down and start buying, you know, these prescription drugs to cover up the ailments, you know, because you're going to lose. It's not going to, life, you know, the body might function, but inside your head, because of drugs in your system, your consciousness is not going to function, because all of these drugs, the first thing they do is steal consciousness. They may install metabolic function to what would appear to be normal by a normal medical means of observation, usually called tests, but in the consciousness of the being, it's not a natural solution. It's a cover-up. So you need to know, you need to have basement. The next frequency of minerals in the body are called the mid-range frequency. They're a little upbeat. They're a little bit faster. You know, these guys kick around and jump around, and now they get hot, they get cold because they move fast. All these kinds of things happen. And that's what mid-range minerals do. It's called the sympathetic nervous system minerals. And those minerals cause the sympathetic nervous system. Well, the sympathetic nervous system works with thyroid, causes your body temperature regulation, sends a signal down to your heart, keep it beating. You know, you have to have that low-frequency pump, but if you don't have that little trigger signal, it ain't going to beat anyway. You got to have that. You know, hot and cold, you know, smell, taste, hearing, all those kind of things come from there. The first mineral is in that category is called chromium. Chromium is a reflective bivalent mineral, meaning that it switches on its outer electron ring energy, so it can reflect. And if you remember back in the 70s and the 60s and the 50s, the 40s, you know, chromium was on all kinds of car bumpers and it was everywhere. Chrome things, chrome this, chrome that. It was because in those days, we were at the mecca of our consciousness of the mid-range mineral frequency kingdom, and it manifested as a happening on this planet. And these, you know, everything that goes on in the world is the expression of the beings, us, expressing it in our presidente leader. Okay, I always have to bring that in. So then we go into the next level of minerals, which are called high-frequency minerals or trace minerals, which the world, unless they're taking it from a recognized source, do not have. Do not have. Does not exist in their body metabolism anymore. Okay, well, if I have a trace mineral, then I've got gold and I've got vanadium and, you know, I've got plumerium and silica and sodium and so all these things are dancing. These are dancers. These aren't using iron dragging itself across the road. It's like pow, 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 boom, boom, boom. Get it, get it, get it, get it. You know, right now, let's go. You know, that's the sharpness in your vision when you can perceive beautiful hues of the color purple, not just purple itself. When you can hear the thoughts of a hummingbee, or a hummingbird when it flies by. Those kind of things. We kind of lost those, you know, after the 30s. We used to have all that. That's called the parasympathetic nervous system, or the psychic area of the body. You can call it either one of those things, that's what it is. And without the minerals in the body, that's not going to work anymore. It just won't work. What's wrong with the world today? Well, I think spirituality has gone by the wayside and everybody's falling asleep because they're producing melatonin instead of serotonin. You can see it everywhere. So what I did, I hooked up with Mr. Hub, you know, the guy whose grandfather had done this trace mineral thing. And about 15 years ago, I put a mineral formula together, a trace mineral formula. It's one of the greatest things on the planet. And it's got 92 trace minerals in it. We added aloe vera, which is a very natural form of oxygen to the body. If you were to look at the red blood cell, hemoglobin, and compare it to something in nature, it would be aloe vera. The difference, you know, and you can really experience that, is that when you cut yourself or you get burned, it's when the blood starts to expose itself to the air that it really starts to hurt. And once the blood comes out, it covers up the pain. But before that happens, in that anti-exposure scenario, it really hurts. You put aloe vera on there, boom, big burn, pain gone, instantly, no pain. Because the body thinks that the blood is there with the oxygen in it, and boom, it just doesn't bother to send any pain out. It's really strange. I mean, it's probably the most noticeable of the healing herbs that I know of that used topographically and topologically, that it would be, you know, noticeable so quickly. So aloe vera is pretty amazing stuff. We also added, this comes from a lesson I learned back in University of Michigan. Now, when I was back at University of Michigan in the 50s, we were looking at, I was working in a physics laboratory, but I was next door to a biological laboratory. And so me, this young guy, would, you know, blaze in on the biological lab. I used to go into all the labs because they were nearby. I mean, I used to do cadavers from the medical building and everything, even though I was, you know, primarily working in the Randolph lab down, you know, underneath the ground. So anyway, I went in there and I got to know some professors, and they were studying. We were in our lab. We were making radiation. We were pulsing these tubes, these flash tubes, to generate an EMF pulse that sort of mimics what we did in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And we were looked at how much we measured the energy pulse in what's called joules, which is something a little bit higher than but it's the same thing. It's the measurement of current energy. And so we were measuring this energy in a tube, seeing how much destruction, theoretically, different forms, different megaton, kiloton bombs would do, you know, hydrogen atomic bombs. That's what we were doing. And then we were also working with a pinch effect, where we were looking at a plasma in a tube, and from that we were trying to create sort of like what's called cold fusion. We never quite got there, but we came pretty close a few times. So anyway, I went next door and looked into the biological labs, and there I saw a result of a study that got my mind, got my eye and my attention. That was that there were people in Hiroshima and Nagasaki that were very close to the nuclear discharge, or the, you know, there's an air blast, they call it, a few feet above the ground, makes more shock damage. And there were people that were close to the bomb that had very little effect long-term of radiation, and there were people that were 30 miles away that had huge effects from radiation. Well, why? Seems to me, from my way, my mind thinks, if you're closer to it, it's worse. You're standing next to a fire, you get burned a lot worse than you do 120 miles from there. You might even see it. In the case of 30 miles, you wouldn't see the bomb. You just felt it. But bottom line was, this is when this theory that I was explaining to you was discovered of radiation, where we're looking at different mineral deposits in the brain, and the presence of the mineral deposits in the brain led to a conductivity in the body. And so, as a result of that, I found out that the people that were exposed up close to the radiation had huge amounts of electrolytes in their body, whereas the people farther away from the radiation had, you know, it didn't matter. They had lesser electrolytes, and therefore they were affected. So then we just, then I on my own went into a study and found out that the electrolytes consisted of a form of food intake And green tea would fit in that process, by the way, which I haven't gotten to yet, but it was Fotai, ginseng, and Gotokoa. These were herbs that were present in a mineral solution that, when taken in a due diligent manner on a regular, timely basis, made you immune from any form of radiation, way like cell phones or whatever. So I added Fotai, ginseng, and Gotokoa to this formula, and it's in there. And it's in there in the measured amount. And so this mineral formula, it's incredible. And if you want to take your gold and your silver and all these weird things, you don't understand what they do, once you have a base of minerals like this formula, then you will assimilate them and they will fit into the link. Because when you look at the spectral frequency of these minerals combined all the way across the trace mineral spectrum, you'll see that there's an interwoven pattern of energy, and you don't want to disrupt it, because it's like, as everybody says, it's a musical note. It's a musical sonnet. It's music, you know, to the ears of the DNA. So this is very important. You really need to have, you know, understanding of trace minerals. Then we added silicon. Now, the reason we added silicon is that it's a base mineral that works to grow hair and fingernails and bones. And everybody knows I'm only 63 this year, and my hair still grows at 1 inch per month. I have to get haircuts. About two years ago, I had hair about 3 feet long, and I decided a mustache. And I decided, well, that was fun, but, you know, I had my energy in the hair as antenna and blah, blah, blah. I had a great time with it. Gone. Let's just get down to where we were, short hair. If we can't function on that in this society after having the advantage of these great antennae, then we've got a problem. We've cut the hair, we've cut the mustache, been running just fine ever since. Still have a problem. I remember when I had the long hair, one advantage was I didn't have to go to the barber shop. I'm so busy, I don't have time for it. I have to plan it 3 weeks in advance and have an appointment, or if I don't have an appointment, I won't even adhere to the commitment. Because my verbal commitments are useless. They have to be written in stone. And I apologize for that, but I'm so busy. So, my hair, I still have to go now to get haircuts because the hair grows too fast. Women loved our trace mineral formula. Because women, they're very conscious of their fingernails and their toenails. And with silica, you're going to be going down to your pedicurist a lot more than you're used to if you use this formula. Just telling you, I don't care if you use it or not. I'm not trying to sell any of it. I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen. Take it or leave it. So that kind of winds up the. I also used some Siberian ginseng in this, you know, too, along with the Fotai ginseng and Gotokoa. And the reason I use Siberian ginseng is that it enhances the proper distribution of serotonin in the brain, which then opens the third eye. So. If you were a very clear person, like a vegetarian, and your system is fairly clear, and you were to go take, you know, ingest a huge amount of Siberian ginseng, like in a liquid form, maybe 3 or 4 vials that you can buy in the health food store, you'd probably go on some kind of a, you know, basically a mini lysergic acid or LSD trip for about 4 or 5 hours. You wouldn't have the side effects of the acid because it's a synthesis thing, but you'll actually go there because it just rearranges serotonin in the brain in such delicate ways that, you know, life becomes, you know, very precious and a jewel and is recognized as such. Okay, now I want to move into the vitamins. Now, how are you doing over there? Are you falling asleep yet or what?
Oh, no. I find that quite fascinating because a lot of what
Did you like it?
I love it.
Yeah, you're a good guy, Don. I got to take care of you.
Well, you could be right.
I think you should smoke 4 packs a day.
Well, you know, I take the same type of products and ginseng and many of the products that you mentioned I take regularly, and I always have since I was a young lad. You know, my folks used to say, you know, you can...
Hey, Don, let me interrupt. When did you become an old lad?
I'm never going to be old. I'm always going to be 50 years younger than you.
Yeah, there you go. Now, that's a good statement. And I honor you that because I'm going to leave this and I'm going to come back.
Or 60, I forget which.
Yeah, I'll reincarnate as one of your kids. And then you really have a problem. Okay, go ahead. Let me interrupt.
You may have actually already incarnated as one of my kids.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. But I just don't want to get caught in all these mafia hits. That scares me.
It's payback. I'm the
most sought after person on the planet right now. I don't know what you did. You must have made a lot of people angry.
Well, you know, I love a program about good vitamins and minerals. And you know, one thing I do have a question about.
Yeah, what is it?
And this is one that I don't know what the answer is, but I'm always told this.
Yeah.
Your vitamins have a shelf life of 30 days, and then some people say 90 days. And if you don't use them in 90 days, throw them out. So, me, I have bottles and bottles. When I go to a place, not only yours, and I've had your vitamins and others, I stock up on them.
Yeah.
And I buy them, and I buy them, and I buy them, and I leave them. And some of them may be sitting there for 2-3 years unopened.
Yeah, yeah, okay, let me explain about that. First of all, you know why a vitamin has a brown bottle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because you can't see the ingredients.
No, no. I love you, Don. You're so smart. I will give you another input. First of all, the Sumyasi, the Pleiadian lady, she told me, you know, when I was getting my nutritional training from the Pleiades, now I have it here and there, she said that vitamins are units of biochemistry that possess light. That's what she said, and I'll repeat that. Vitamins are units of biochemistry that possess light.
Right.
So therefore, you need a dark jar to contain them. I also, and we're not going to get into this now, but hormones, which we talk about, we might get to it at some point, are the first units of biochemistry that possess consciousness. And that strictly means, when we say possess light or possess consciousness, that strictly means that that's how the body interprets a landing field for the spirit being, and the spirit being is where our consciousness is. Did you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the brown bottle keeps the light in. Now, the next thing is, how long does a nutrient last in a brown bottle? Okay, first of all, all vitamins are, in one sense of the word, enzymes. Okay. Now, enzymes are something that cannot be digested in the body or assimilated. They just work.
Right.
So true vitamins are not ingested by the body. They just work. They do. They come in, they expand their light, and then they are passed on. That's what vitamins do. So if you understand that, that's your first step. They aren't something that comes in like a piece of bread or something that has amino acids. They get assimilated, and the bread gets broken down, and blah, blah, blah. Vitamins don't work that way. They're never digested. The ones that are useless. Okay, now, vitamin formulas have oils in them, okay? The oils don't break down unless they're saturated oils, and they break down right away. But unsaturated oils only assimilate negative things, and that's why they call them oxidants. Not antioxidants, they're oxidants. They then take on something, become something else, and then they're kicked out of the body, okay? So oils that you want that do that in a coherent manner would be like lecithin, vitamin E, oil of primrose. All of these things I use in my formulas. They're not cheap, but they're important. Anytime that you have a breakdown of a cell, the first serious pathogenic reaction that you get, like in cancer or pneumonia or any of those things, whether it be virus or bacteria, it doesn't matter. What happens at the cellular level is the oils, nothing else, the oils break down. The viscosity changes. The electrons cave in on the protons in the nucleus. And as a result, they are spit out, you know, and they become free radicals. So it's very important, you know, in your formulas to put large amounts of oxidant oils like primrose, vitamin E, all of these things. Octocotrienol, I use octocotrienol. Octocotrienol happens to be a high oxygen carrier that is very peculiar to the heart, because octocotrienol is a love energy. You know, we were talking about the mineral frequencies, it's a love energy. And the heart when it's healthy, is a love energy. And Dr. Cosinol, his heart is a love energy, is attracted there. And it kind of acts like a vanguard, allowing oxygen to come in through the transition of the Bohr effect in the blood, which I was talking about earlier. So here comes to the heart a load of air, you know what I mean, in the blood. And if you don't have that, the heart can't absorb that load of air. It doesn't have the proper oil. And the oil, in this case, would be oxytocinol. And so as a result, the healthier heart, because oxytocinol likes to go there, it doesn't want to run down to your feet, doesn't run up to your butt. It wants to go to your heart. It's just what it, the way it behaves. So as a result of that, it's gotten a reputation out there as being great for stamina and exercise and all that kind of thing. And it's good for smokers. Now, because you're a, you know, I only smoke two packs a day. I never had a problem with him. But, you know, if you look back in the 30s and 20s when you probably had your heyday with your last incarnation, you were probably, well, judging by how much activity the mafia has been placing on you, you must have been a mobster. Maybe you were Bugsy Siegel or somebody. I don't know who you were, but. And you probably smoked four packs a day. But strangely enough, in that time period, people that smoked more than you do now, you'd be a chump to them because you're not doing five packs a day. They didn't have cancer. The cancer rate compared to today was about 15%. Okay? So we have 85% more cancer today with people smoking less than they did then. Now, do you ever wonder why that fact is? Do you ever think about that? Or
actually,
I'm sure you ponder that every day, don't you?
Well, no, actually, I never knew those figures at all.
Those are real figures. And let me tell you what the source of those are is the New England Journal of Medicine would be a good place to go. And what you'll find there is that the reason for this is, two, trans fatty acid diets. Oils, hello, oils. We just talked about oils, but now trans fat, acids, and sugars, you know, sucrose, corn syrup. That's in everything. Everything. You go to McDonald's, loaded with sugar. You go anywhere, any fast foods, loaded with sugar, okay? And saturated fat. Why is a saturated fat so great? Because it's so saturated, it stimulates your dying taste buds because you're smoking. Because when you smoke, you know it deadens your taste, sense, and smell. So therefore, if I put a lot of trans fat on there, on your food, you're going to go for McDonald's because you can taste it. Because you sure as are not going to taste a veggie burger. That's going to be tasteless. So, and you'll be addicted on top of that. You'll go back again and again and again. And that's what it is. Everybody in the medical profession recognizes that. Trans fat acids, saturated fats and oils, and sugar. In the American diet, it's creating, obviously, cancer. If you get that out and, you know, go back to where we were in the 30s, and then you have much refrigeration. Remember, you had to get an ice block to get in your refrigerator. So anyway, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I use in my vitamin formulations and explain why I use them.
Do they have
I use vitamin A, which is in a palmitate and a beta-carotene form. It's a very strong antioxidant. Now, antioxidant versus oxidant means that an oxidant goes directly into the problem area and absorbs the negative energy. An antioxidant prevents a carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide buildup. It keeps oxygen in place. So one goes in and takes and brings it, and the other prevents it, you know, prevents the toxins from coming. You follow me? So one's called an oxidant, one's called an antioxidant. Keep it simple. Okay, so I use vitamins A, D, and E, oxytocinol, and several other oils. I use some really good lecithin. I use aloe vera. All of these things to produce a blood-strengthening character in the body. I also use B1, B2, niacin, folic, biotin, folic acid. I use a complete inositol, PABA, paraaminobenzoic acid. I use a complete B formula. Now, when you get into the B formulas versus the A and the E's, oils, you're coming into another level of energy in the body. And what you're dealing with here is transmitting abilities. In other words, abilities to take a low-frequency signal, modulate it, and send it down through the central nervous system to some other part in the body, demodulate it, and utilize it. You follow me? It's a form of communication. That's what B vitamins basically do. So the medical profession says, oh, well, it makes your nerves healthier. That's what they say. And they go through all the nerves and this and that. Yeah, this nervous problem. And I don't really have to go there. You can go there on the internet all day long. I'm just telling you what it does. What it does is it allows this great mineral energy. It allows these great enzymes like oxidants to work in concert, and their wonderful energy, because you don't have to send the substance to the body, you can send the energy. And the energy, the body then will take the blood. The substance is in the blood. So what happens is the body will now take the energy in some other part of the body, like at the feet, and it will then tap the blood and create that condition that was in the brain at the feet, if whatever is necessary. You follow what I'm saying? Now, I'm talking to you, Don.
Actually, I think I am following it.
Well, that's good. You sound surprised.
Well, no, my feet are.
Oh, okay. Well, how are your feet tonight?
I don't know. I haven't taken off my shoes or socks yet. But
oh,
I'll
my
let
God.
You know.
Is it going to be safe? Although we don't have smell-o-vision. But I know your feet smell like Twinkies anyway.
They do.
Yeah. I know that kitties and dogs and you got chickens that lick your feet all day long.
Chickens with tongues.
So anyway, you understand what I'm saying here? I'm talking to you because if I can talk to you, I guess I can talk to anybody.
Absolutely.
And that's not a put down, it's just a fact. I love you, Don. You're so good.
I get even.
Well, this is not a comedy hour show, you know, come on now.
No, but I love the fact that the description you give about vitamin B's being communicators, you know, that's probably one of the most well put, I guess you'd have to say, explanations I've ever heard.
Yeah, well, if you understand it, you make it simple. Well, I mean, if you want me to name all the enzymes and Q enzymes and, you know, radicals and changes and oh my God, it's ridiculous, it's a nightmare. But I just like to explain how it really works. This is how I learned it,
yeah.
You know. I got the technical part later when I went to change it. You know, if you want to change it and fool with it, then you learn the high side of it, but this is the cool side. So basically you got, you know, these three, you know, rats or hamsters on a treadmill in your brain. One of them makes you breathe. One of them keeps you hungry or satisfied. And the other one, you know, allows you to reach God. I mean, there you go. And so now the rest of the body, you got that in your brain, but, you know, you can have a neck injury and all that can go on in your brain, like Christopher Reeves, and God bless his wife that just passed, and be in that situation where you don't feel your body, or you can be blessed that you haven't had that situation and your entire body then feels this. And the problem of aging and the problem of body symptoms of failures is due to the fact that what those three hamsters are running their ass off in your brain for, their energies are not being, you know, felt by the rest of the body. And then the body, of course, reacts only in one way, and that is called, we send out free radicals. Here comes a free radical. And what does a free radical do? Free radical goes into the immune system and blocks some preventive measures, and then, boom, in comes a pathogen, a poison, And it, as we explained the other night, it starts jumping. It has its own three hamsters running in its own speeds inside of it in each cell, and it just floats down alongside one of your cells. And instead of having a B complex that it's in itself, it shoots a equivalent of a B complex across the meridian of the bloodstream, and boom, infects your cell structure because your cell structure is down because your immune system is down, and you get sick. And there's no excuse for it. There's absolutely no excuse. And see, when we deal with these kind of energies, all of these formulas that I've made, we're talking biochemistry. But then I went a step further with my formulation, and that is I provided a lightning bolt. I provided a lightning rod that, you know, lightning rods grab electricity in the atmosphere, and I grab the electricity from the Earth's atmosphere, the Earth's auric field and other auric fields, and that's what my nuclear receptor does. And so what it does is that, let's say, for example, that you are really low on your chromium in your body and in your magnesium and your lower frequency. So that means that bridge in your brain, that part of your brain that is responsible for, it's called the sympathetic nervous system, for heat temperature regulation, some taste and that, is a little not functioning properly. I would probably muscle test you. And when I muscle tested you, I would probably find that the nuclear receptor requires that you need to wear an emerald, or you needed to wear not an amethyst, but maybe maybe even a ruby or a tourmaline, some mild kind of in the middle of the rainbow color. And so then that would tell me mid-range. That's okay, now I get a mid-range reading. You would put that device on, that receptor on, and what that would do was kick in the butt the electrical stimulus that these different minerals are going into your brain, and these different enzymes are receiving into your brain, these different oils are going to your brain. It would enhance the whole effect. So that, remember that line of pepper that we put across the brain between switch A and B, which would be called synapses, and we called it iron, and it kind of crawled. Well, that thing would be crawling with an attitude when you have a receptor on versus crawling. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah, it puts an attitude on it. And that's why the FDA is interested in me getting down there and getting some tests done, because they've observed my work and they see that as a possibility. They come to, they're not stupid over there. They got some biochemists and they watch. If there's trick stuff out in the field, they kind of look at it. Another thing I put into my vitamins is arginine and lysine, two amino acids. And what these guys do is, if you look at the structure of hemoglobin, you need lysine and arginine to produce a lot of different enzymes in the body that produces our red blood cell. And in our, you know, so now why would I put arginine, lysine? Why don't I put, you know, five other amino acids you could name? Well, because of what they do. And then you'd say, the thions in there, and, you know, phenylalanine's in there, and you need those. Why do you concentrate on those two and not the rest of them? Well, the bottom line is, I concentrate on those two is because there is antagonists out there. There is not an antagonist for phenylalanine, but there is an antagonist for lysine and arginine, and that's called smog, carbon dioxide, and air pollution. Air pollution antagonizes in the body lysine and arginine. It absolutely goes after those with a vengeance. It just does. It doesn't care about several of the other amino acids. It likes those two because those are part of the respiratory system, the air system that we keep. And that's where the attack is. It's on your air supply. And so, without lysine and arginine, you can't produce a hormone called vasopressin. Vasopressin. Now, what's that? Okay, well, when I said, why would Fred Bell talk about lysine and arginine and vasopressin and invasive agents to suppress those two? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it wasn't me, it was the American Medical Association, the Worldwide Medical League, that a long time ago realized what I'm saying to be true. But they approached it in a different way. They approached it by, okay, we're going to take a synthetic lysine, we're going to take a synthetic arginine, and we're going to charge $60 a bottle for it, and we're going to call it vasopressin, and you can squirt it up your nose, and you can buy it, you know, through your doctor at your local pharmacy with a prescription. So they made vasopressin, a big seller in the world. You know, big business magnates do that. They just squirt vasopressin. But what is wrong with squirting vasopressin? Well, vasopressin is normally manufactured in the pituitary gland. The pituitary gland is a very important gland that produces and directs all of the hormonal activities of the body. Every hormone, sex, heartbeat, respiratory, temperature control, all comes from there, called tropic hormones. So, if I start squirting this lysine and arginine up my nose, then what's the pituitary going to do? It's going to, okay, Don, I'm going to take a nap here. You don't need me no more. I'm going to go to sleep. And so, bottom line is, now you're strung out on vasopressin, which comes from a company called Sandoz. Look it up on the web. So I put lysine and arginine in with a lot of other stuff to make it kick ass. I won't have time to go into everything tonight because I do run out of time, but that's why I put lysine and arginine and the enzymes that kick it in the butt. And I also use a lot of strange things in my formulas called antioxidants, and one of my favorite ones is lipopene. Now, lipopene comes from the coloring in tomatoes and carrots. It's pretty effective phyto, it's called a phytochemical. I use a lot of it, and it's very expensive in the forms that I don't buy cheap stuff. My formulas are the most expensive in the world, and I'm proud of them. Our raw materials come in from all over the world, and we have to quarantine them for 45 days to make sure we don't have a batch that's bad with some worm in it or some moth. I mean, we are very fussy, and I've been doing this for 30-some years, and nobody's complained yet. So with lipopene, what happens is it is a antioxidant that protects the male prostate. It protects the mammary glands, the female breast. And, you know, the first place, when you take this in our formula, the first thing you do before even, if you want to check it out, what I'm talking about, go down and get yourself a PSA test, prostate test. It's an amino acid test on your prostate gland. The prostate test determines whether you're possibly cancerous, and it has a number rating formula of 1 to 13. And anything beyond 6 or 7 is questionable. In other words, if you were 6 or 7, 8 or 9, come in for more tests. 10 or 11, your history. You got to go down and get treatment. When I went in for my prostate test when I was 62, I had a reading of 1.1. That's better than a teenager. And I have all my blood tests and all my workups. And I have blood, you know, workups and organs of a 24 or 25 year old. And I have them right here in front of me, my record. So I practice, you know, pretty much what I say I'm doing. Doesn't mean I can't party a little bit once in a while. You can. But the bottom line is, when you put the right things in your body, it's really amazing what they do. And I've got other things. We'll continue this, you know, later on. I have a lot of other ingredients I haven't got a chance to discuss yet. Is there anybody who wants to call in? You got a couple of minutes. Otherwise, Don and I are just going to talk a little bit.
No, I don't think so. I know.
I got my full 13 listeners on tonight.
Yeah, a few less. I think it's showing one.
Yeah,
no,
one.
There's two.
Oh, two. Okay.
But that second one's coming in and out.
Oh, okay.
Coming and going.
Oh, good. So anyway, you know, you got any questions yourself?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, okay.
I got a good one.
What is it?
How long is the shelf life?
Huh? What?
How long is the shelf life of vitamins?
Oh, okay. Back. Thank you. That was your original question. My attention span. We have ginkgo in our formula. I just haven't taken enough lately. It depends on the activity of what the vitamins are.
Yeah.
If they're very active and they are kept in a stable environment, they can last easily a year. Now, what we do, we've had all our stuff tested by the FDA, just so you understand. We can't make any claims from the FDA, but we've been tested by the FDA. So we have a stamp. If you look at the bottom one of our bottles, there'll be a sticker on the bottom of it. And that sticker says that if we claim, let's say we claim 100% of blah, 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 you know, what this stuff is, all the amounts that are on there, a year from now, we got to be within 10%. We drop out of the 10% range, we're done. So our shelf life is on there based on about a 10% drop, okay? Our formula is if it's kept in a normal amount. If you take our formula and put it out in the sun, it probably won't last 3 months. If you put it out in the hot sun, it probably won't last one day because you'll open it and it'll smell. And whenever you smell a vitamin like ours, you'll smell them when we make them because the amino acids that we put in them are fresh. And the amino acids have a strong antioxidant effect on the body so that you smell them. But that's what you're supposed to do, you know. And so once the amino acids oxidize around the surface of the gelatin capsule, because we use a vegetarian gelatin.
I think we have a special guest coming aboard.
What?
Didn't want to interrupt you, but I just got a call on my cell because obviously at 9 o'clock Dr. Horowitz comes on.
Oh, Len's coming
on. He phoned me and I said, well, Dr. Bell's running a little over. How would you like to jump online with him? He said, certainly. So bear with me.
Okay.
CBS Radio. Hi, Len. I will stick you on air right away. Okay, everybody's online.
Hi, Len.
Wait.
Lynn? Hurry him up a little bit.
Hello.
Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Dr. Len Horowitz. How are you, bro?
Who the hell are you? Len Horowitz? What planet? Are you from Venus?
No, Jupiter.
Jupiter. Oh, you guys are from
Jupiter today.
Are you still over in Hawaii?
Yes.
Yeah, I heard a lot over there lately, at least on Kauai.
Yeah, delightful over here, Fred. How's everything going with you?
Oh, never better, man. We're just rocking and rolling over here. We've had some really great guests. Your buddy, Dr. Deagle, was on. I guess you guys are friends. And, you know, we're just having a blast over here. We got a lot of new stuff. This holographic stuff is taking off. And I'm trying to balance out my patch line, you know, our super patch, our LifeWave stuff. I haven't had time to... I've got a huge downline on one side, so I'm trying to work on that. You know, we're just doing all kinds of good stuff. What have you been doing?
Oh, gee whiz, quite a bit. Some political action with regard to the tuberculosis skin testing. We had a Senate bill that we were moving and pushing, and then the bottom dropped out of it when the senator decided he wasn't even going to vote for it, the guy who advanced it. We've been advancing the Steam Van Inn and Health Retreat project. We're currently applying for some special permits with the county, and that project includes the development of the International Institute for Native and Natural Healing, sophisticated aquaculture, and hydrotherapies. I know that you're very much in favor of the color light therapy.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do.
And, so
is that over there in Hawaii or what? Or is this a national thing?
This is, having national ramifications with regard to the TB skin testing because they're setting a national precedent here in Hawaii. They're coming for the children's blood, which other you know.
Yeah.
And so in every other state, you have a religious exemption available to you for both vaccination and tuberculosis skin testing.
And they don't have that
there? In Hawaii,
there?
They've started to eliminate it altogether. There's no ability to send your children to school here in Hawaii without them getting injected with the tuberculosis bacillus toxins, phenol, polysorbate 80, chemical toxins, potential carcinogens. And this is what we ended up doing, was trying to block it. And we thought we were advancing pretty well. We had a state senator, who developed a House bill or Senate bill 2808 here in Hawaii, and then let it rot in committee.
Yeah, because his consciousness was rotting. Or he's got paid off. You know, when Deagle and I were on the other night, we were discussing this very thing, and that is that, you know, when I did my Tamiflu protest way back when, you know, I had made a prediction that people would go insane and die from it. Well, about a month later, 12 children died in Hawaii and 79 people were committed. And what Deagle and I had gotten down to about that was that all of these different vaccines, including the one you're dealing with now with bronchitis, is that there are elements in there. And, you know, if you look at the chemical composition of angel dust, phencyclidine, or any of these CIA, NSA, operative type used Cold War drugs that live, you'll find elements like cyclohexane in all of these different vaccines. And so what we were covering the other night, didn't catch the show, was that there are different, what we call Death Star satellites up there now, funded by the drug industry. And we're bringing this out. We got people that want to come out in NSA that want to come out and talk about it, but they're afraid for their lives. These vibrations are coming down and they will animate these kids. Once they get these serums, it's not about fighting off any kind of a disease. It's an animation factor for mind control. And that's what we're seeing is this huge mind control. It's not a conspiracy. There's too many facts to back it up right now. And that's what these vaccines are. That's the biochemical grounding process. Does that make sense to you?
Well, you know something? If you had said this to me even 3 years ago,
yeah,
I would have done like I have so frequently mistakenly done with your work, Fred. You've been so advanced.
Yeah.
Now I have to tell you that I see it also. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. I think I led you into the HIV originally, my controversial comments, back when you were in college.
Hey,
yep. Len, I love you so much. Do you want me to back off your show and let you do it now or not?
Well, I'm sorry.
Do you want me to let you take, is this is your show now coming up or what?
Oh, no. Why don't you join me for the rest of my show?
I don't care. Just, but I want you to take the lead of it. I don't want to hold your show back because you've got so much great information. You know, I don't want to slow it down any.
All right. Well, let's get engaged in a dialogue on this issue.
Okay. Go ahead.
First of all, what you've advanced, I can see also because when we look at, for example, genetics.
Right.
And we look at the bio-spiritual aspects of nature.
Right, the harmonic content of the human soul.
And we look at the frequency vibrations coming from, like, as you say, the Star Wars-based weaponry.
Right, exactly.
And that we think, you know, if we don't have vaccinations and a way to directly manipulate individuals,
right.
And you simply have the Star Wars weapons technology in place, then there's a challenge to being able to specifically target individuals or population specifics.
That's right.
But with what you're talking about, let's assume that we need to have something that goes directly into the human body, and how else are we going to get it there?
It's the same thing my earlier part of my show where I was talking about trace minerals and minerals. The body's 5% of, but controls 95% of metabolic functions. Most of these toxins replace trace minerals. I mean, if you look at the chemistry of Tamiflu, there's minerals. You're always going to see minerals in there. And these minerals are modulated by these toxins. It's very brilliant formulation. I have to commend these guys. They're really great. But if you always see some kind of mineral, trace mineral, it's in there. Might be a synthetic, but doesn't matter. And then you're going to see some enzymes in there, which are like cyclohexane poisons. And boy, do they got it working. You know what I mean? And it triggers, and to me, it's the brilliant knowledge that the extraterrestrials called the Greys brought here a long time ago, back in the 50s. That's to me where they got, I don't know, but I mean, Mengele, I mean, they're, and there's guys that even from now, with my latest studies, Mengele was kind of an idiot. There were people elsewhere in the world who knew better than him back in those days of the 30s and 20s. So, I mean, this is a deep deal here. You know, it's a lot deeper. And as you are learning and going deeper, so am I. My position in this whole deal. And I'm getting blown away because, like, when Deagle was on the other night, I graduated from college about 1962. He graduated in 1980. So when I was in the government employ of those 3,000 companies, what I have posted on the website there, I did projects up to 73. So 7 years later, Deagle was in there doing same kind of, you know, he was the MO of a doctor and I was the MO of a scientist. Same, you call it the same projects, you just have a different approach. He continued on with a bunch of stuff, and we had off-air conversations about this. Of projects that I worked on that I wouldn't even mention even now, but now I will because he worked on them, and between the two of us, we got it covered. He's got names and events, and it's scary. I mean, there exists, I feel, in this world right now, a technology 100 years in advance of where we think we are, and that's controlled right now as we speak by the secret government, 100 years ahead. And that's a long time looking at the logarithmic growth. That's 100 years from the almost Iron Age to nuclear power, which we have today. But this is the, you know, incremental ability of consciousness to grow. That makes sense.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Fred, let me ask you a couple questions about the pineal gland and how the pineal gland is kind of like a central processing station for the bioenergetics and potentially thereby, if you're talking about the minerals, and the deprivation of minerals with regard to vaccinations and other toxins,
right.
the petrochemical garbage, what do you see is taking place in the central endocrine gland or the pineal gland, and that is that, like I've been coming to more of a conclusion that this is the precise area of optimal manipulation.
It is. It totally is. And I'll tell you why, because the pineal gland, which is the higher form of communication is all but isolated in our society because of our food, dietary, and lack of trace minerals. So normally the pineal gland would be that, but that doesn't exist in most people. So now the first thing you need to do, it's what I would do, is look at how a gland works. Okay. A gland like the pineal gland, thyroid gland, Each one of these glands is a capillary. A capillary is something that, when it's tense, it's like uptight, it's like a sac. It won't let anything out. But then what happens is, when it relaxes, the fluids within the sac go out into the bloodstream, you know, at whatever rate they feel like going at. So each one of these glands has a particular frequency that it will relax at. They all tense up pretty much at anything, you know, fight or flight syndrome in most of them, but they have to be like, you know, babied and serenaded. And so the pineal gland is serenaded, any other gland is serenaded. They all work at different frequencies. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the pineal gland likes to work up around the color of red, whereas the base of the spine glands like to work in the color violet. Well, if you look at consciousness, violet is like a butterfly, and that's into the astral plane and planes beyond. And the pineal gland is more like a fly or an angry bee. It's in the infrared region. It works in the red region. So it's a shorter wavelength. So the pineal gland, first of all, is influenced by a shorter wavelength. Okay, now what does that mean from, let's say, outer space technology? Well, long waves, you know, for the base of the spine, you know, like 60 cycles, 120 cycles, that's the wavelength of one wave is, 1,200 miles. When you get into the wavelength, what we call short wavelength, of infrared, you're looking at angstrom, you're looking at a wavelength that's, you know, way smaller than an inch. And so when you look at the ability to transmit energy through space, the ultimate easiest, lowest power required frequency happens to be in the infrared. You know, infrared just happens to be like your tuner on your television, you know, that's infrared. All that's infrared, IR, they call it. And that's where your pineal gland works. And so infrared will work through cloudy skies and rains and hurricanes. You know, it doesn't, if you take that little TV tuner and realize there's a tiny bit of energy in that thing, and you can almost point it away from your TV set and it makes a major change, then having one of those things in outer space as a satellite aimed at your pineal gland is a no-brainer. You follow what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So therefore, it becomes a easy to control switch, and the first thing that happens when you aggravate it, it becomes angry. And it produces a huge amount of epinephrine. Doesn't produce it there, but epinephrine and norepinephrine are stimulated out of the adrenals. Boom, 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 boom. And you're like, ah, I'm mad. I'm killed now, you know. That control signal. So it doesn't matter. You don't go for the yellow frequencies and the brown frequencies of the adrenals to do epinephrine, because that's to take a lot of energy. You'd have to almost melt your house to get that through to a person from outer space. You have to melt their roof off to get that energy to their solar plexus. But to get that to their brain that controls their solar plexus, it just takes a little reflection off a window or a drop of water. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now that's where we're going. I mean, do you want me to go further, or is that far enough?
Yeah, well, let's continue with this because it's fascinating. Tell me about also what your perception is with regard to the triangulated cell phone towers and the capability that they provide to manipulate populations.
Oh, well, that's going to be self-evident very soon. Cell phones, I mean, you've been to Europe, right?
Yes.
Okay, do you notice that Europeans are more awake and driving different and everything, and you come back to America, you know, everybody's in slow motion and brain. You ever notice, like, it's, you know, Europe is really fun to be in. People are great, but then, of course, we like our little idiosyncrasy places that we have over here, so we're Americans. Did you ever notice the difference in how people behave?
Well, you know, I've been away now for 5 years over on the Big Island, and we consider the mainland, we call it the Mad Land.
Exactly, exactly. So what happens, what has to do with cell phones is this. I'm going to Hawaii. I mean, if I want the best salads in the world, I get them in Kauai. I love salads, and, you know, the food's great over there. It's a lot more natural because everybody grows it. But over here, it's all processed, okay? It's full of trans fats. It's full of, sugar, you know, corn syrup, blah, 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 free radical city. So anyway, that plus radiation, and there are 19 cities that are targeted, you know, and LA is one of them, to create anger through part of the Haig-Kissinger depopulation policy. And so they really don't care. I don't think the insurance companies are too cool with it, if they even know about it, but it's you know, why we didn't respond to the hurricane in Louisiana. There was, we didn't want to respond. I mean, yeah, we people did, but the government didn't. It wasn't, it's against their agenda. After they created the storm, why do they want to fix it and pay for it? So you start looking at it that way. And once again, getting back to the pineal gland, there's two hormones there that are very important that the drug industry really relishes. And I don't know if you heard my earlier show, but we were talking about vasopressin, which is lysine and arginine. Lysine and arginine are antagonized by carbon monoxide or air pollution. And so therefore, the hormone vasopressin itself produces euphoria. So when it's in the brain, it vibrates the synapses of the brain at such a pleasure center that it excites the central nervous system into its own vibratory frequency. In other words, your body reaches resonance, its own spiritual core. And that's what gives you euphoria, because you get the maximum charge off your God, internal God energies when you reach balance on those frequencies. Well, you know, vasopressin is the hormone that does that. And as I've said many times, to me, hormones are units of biochemistry that possess consciousness. Actually, consciousness is not possessed, but it's transmitted into the body via the hormone structure. So, Sandoz made a product called Diapid, and it's a prescription. It's $69 a bottle, and you squirt it in your nose when you're in a polluted area, and you feel normal. Actually, you feel good, but you're actually feeling normal. So this is another area that the drug industry went into. But I always tell people, you know, in my formulas, for example, I use lysine and arginine because that, you know, makes the body work to produce the vasopressin. But if you squirt that stuff up your nose on a prescription, what happens is your body, your pituitary gland goes into atrophy. So Xanax, a lot of these other drugs out there, look at other hormone assemblies in the pituitary gland and cause it to go into atrophy. So if they're going into atrophy, now what happens is the drug becomes the neurocommunicator to the rest of the tropic hormone. It now becomes the neurocommunicator to the tropic hormone system in the body and starts controlling other functions. So with the way the drug industry is going with this is they will see that, you know, they see that by going through the pineal gland with different formulas of drugs, they can now mimic, you know, different forms of tropic hormones. There's several forms of tropic hormones, not just, you know, vasopressin. There's a lot of other ones, including birth control, believe it or not. That's, and periods for women, all that comes from there. And so they can manipulate the hell out of that. And they got that down to a pretty damn good science. So not only can they manipulate it through chemicals, they can manipulate it from space, causing you to go to the doctor, and the doctor knows exactly what chemicals to prescribe to put that into the central nervous system. So there you go. And who put the satellite up in the first place? Well, IG Farben and Merck and, you know.
Right.
These are the guys that finance these satellites. There's a big portion. I have to go on the internet or somewhere and find the exact amounts they're putting into these programs, but it's a huge amount. I mean, so that helped answer your question about the
pituitary. Yeah, I was. It does. It's a very broad answer to the question, too.
Yeah.
With regard to the cell phone towers, do you see the capability there as well as in the space-based technology satellites?
Yeah, well, what the cell phone technology is doing, the way the biochemistry system is regulated, the pH factor is also regulated, people are going acidic. And I think we discussed this once before. There's going to be a lot of people a few years from now with all kinds of tumors in their head. There's going to be tons and tons of them because they have up the frequency now from 900 megahertz, they're going up to 1.2 GC gigahertz. That penetrates bone better, doesn't help communications any better. But actually, when you raise the frequency of the cell phone, you're actually slowing down the range. 900 megahertz would have been better, less damaging to the body, because it's not a direct harmonic of 425 megahertz DNA frequencies. But so now what they've done is they're creating, you know, X-rays. They're going towards X-rays now, so they're going to increase. But remember, cancer takes 15 to 20 years to manifest in the brain in the way it's going. So you won't see it yet, but it's going to be, you know, about 2012, 2013. Hello, everybody's going to have brain cancer that uses cell phones that doesn't use some kind of an antioxidant form or some form of protection. You know, if you use a form of protection, you don't have to worry about it. But most people don't know what that is. And I know you make things that protect you. I've got some of your stuff here, and I make the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, before we talk a little bit about LifeWave technology,
yeah,
and I want you to give people the telephone number to call to get some of the patches and the information about this use of nanotechnologically treated water and amino acids. But tell me, I have a little girl. Her name is Elena. She's a doll. I think you've met her. Yeah, you met her, Elena, when
yeah.
we were in L.A. And she's a very talented, very, very special person. She's the author of a little book called The Titillum Tree. It's an acronym for The Love You Take is Equal to the Love You Make. And it's a beautiful book. It teaches children how to love each other and then harvest the fruit of all the earth, which heals people. It's a delightful story. But I'm concerned as a father and a parent for Elena because she's just gotten her first cell phone. What would you advise me to do in terms of a protection? Do you have
get a remote headset?
Your company sell anything in particular that you've researched and developed to attenuate the damaging frequencies?
Well, I hate to plug my products, but that Pirlo formula with a Flotai ginseng and Gotu Kola is a no-brainer. You take that stuff, you're bulletproof from radiation. It's very simple. You know, Flotai ginseng and Gotu Kola is what we found in the brains of the people in Japan that were not affected by radiation, regardless of the distance from the Hiroshima Nagasaki blast. I covered that on my earlier show. You probably didn't hear it, but when I was at the University of Michigan studying physics and chemistry, next door was a bio lab that was doing all these, you know, studies on why people weren't affected by radiation at point ground zero, when, you know, some were and some weren't, and some people 30 miles away were affected more by radiation than people 10 feet away. And that was because they had large amounts of electrolytes in their brain, Flotai ginseng and Gotu Kola. And so I've always been formulating that with for years. And we, you know, I've got a lot, I don't know how many thousands of clients I've got, but nobody, not one person, in my whole, you know, audience out there that I sell products to has gotten cancer on our, you know, since they've been taking our products. And we've had a lot of remissions of people with cancer using our products and, of course, other medical means. But, I'm telling you that's one way. The nuclear receptor creates what's called auric offset because what radiation does, cell phone or otherwise, what it does is it goes into the human aura and it interrupts or puts blank spots in it. And the human aura, remember, is created by the synaptic firing of the junctions of the brain. You know, the synapses, the effector, projector, firing off in the neurons in the brain, and that electricity then being absorbed by the spinal cord and then being transmitted down through the spinal cord at the various frequencies modulated by the currents of the thoughts that fire these synapses in the first place. And that creates an overall auric field, an electrical field. And because, you know, when you look at free radicals are simply a dealing with a disease potential at an electron level. So if your auric field is stronger than the outside electrical influences, then what happens is mutual induction cannot occur, meaning that outside frequencies cannot penetrate your shield. You have a shield, a bioshield, electrical bioshield, and that's what our nuclear receptor does. And that's the technology I've been working on for 30 years. And, you know, we're not the best at it, but we're better than most, and we got patents to prove it. So there's ways I use those various things, and I wouldn't think there'd be a problem of any kind of cancer with very minimal, because we're only dealing with nanowatts of power in these transmitters, the cell phone. And so with a very minimal amount of due diligence put into a protective method or, you know, system, you'll have dramatic results and you'll never have cancer. And I've been using radios and phones for 30 years. And I don't have any problem with it. I worked on it in the Air Force, the radar. But all along, I always took care of myself. And my pH is about 7.5. It's fine. You know, no cancer. And, but it works for everybody. My kids the same way. They all wear those little receptors and they take some of my vitamins and minerals and they're fine. You know.
So but, now it's,
and
it's
you know what? I mean, are you doing formulas? No, you should be doing formulas, right?
Yeah, we're doing, we've got the fantastic flu formula for the flu, the hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months. I think we've got the only thing that nails it in 3 days.
Yeah, you got to send me some samples. I'll be your distributor for that because that's one area that I have. I'm concentrated on the areas we're talking about. I'm not concentrated on the flu vaccine. I have not done that. I have, you know, that's your job. So send me some of it,
that.
And I like to check it out because I have enough patients over here that I don't get too much sick from the flu, but a lot of people around me do. I mean, we're getting past the flu season, but boy, I could have used that a few months ago.
Yeah, well, I'll send you some samples.
yeah, I like
first
that.
Of all, before I give folks the telephone number to call to get it and information about the flu formula, let me go back to the technology that you're talking about. You call it the nuclear receptor?
Right.
Okay, now how much is it? Where can people get it?
Oh, they get it from me. You know, they start at about $150, $60, and they just call my phone number, 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. Or just go to drfredbell.com, and it takes you to Paradigm website. I'm easy to find now. You can type my name in a search engine, and you'll find me. So,
okay.
Not a problem.
Now, the nuclear receptor, is that the one that you made for me, too?
Yeah, where's yours? Are you wearing it?
I have it here in Hawaii.
Yeah, you should
know,
be wearing
brother,
it.
I don't wear anything. I've got angels of protection around me. I don't even wear a wedding ring. My wife says it all the time, you know, where's your wedding ring? I don't wear anything.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, pretty soon you're going to be running around naked. Over
that's
in
exactly
Lynn Horowitz
I
show.
Do most of the time in Hawaii.
It's called Lynn in the Raw, right?
That's right. My birthday suit.
Yeah, we don't get you abducted by friendly aliens, you know.
That's cute.
Kind of have space all,
right,
so
what,
all over. If you take your
so
wedding
what,
ring off,
what you recommend
out of space,
that I do for my little sweetheart is
you.
If I gave her the nuclear receptor that you made for me, that should cover her, right?
Oh, yeah, in spades. That's overkill.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a gold one.
Yeah, it was a beautiful one. It's beautiful, absolutely.
Yeah.
And how many pyramids on the back do you have? What's the number?
Well, on the front, you mean, there's about 244, but on the back, that's a Yanin mantram. That's a microwave trap. In radar, when you, because that's a parabolic lens on the front, and it will attract radiation. And that's good, because it can't ever wash it off every couple of days, by the way, because it becomes radioactive. When it absorbs the radiation from your body, gold becomes radioactive. You know, gold is very much related to lead, and it's a shield. Gold is just a higher on the chart, on the atomic number chart, but lead, you know, is pretty much gold that's been hit with a lot of radiation. So have her wash it off. That's why
okay.
It's so heavy, by the way. Gold is very heavy because it's a very dense molecular structure. So it absorbs gamma rays, and there's plenty of those out there. And so just have her wash it off. I wash mine off every day. The gold absorbs, and it's better to have it going into the receptor than it is her body. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
If she doesn't have a receptor on it, it goes into her body. And how it communicates with the receptor is the blood flows behind the receptor in that Yanin mantram. It goes by. Regardless of where you have it on your body, there's going to be a blood flow behind it. And it doesn't have to have connection with blood because it's a radiation. It's a moving through the air molecular thing. So the receptor resonates and sucks that, it's like a vacuum cleaner. It's like an electronic vacuum cleaner. It sucks that out of her aura. But it will become radioactive, and if you don't clean it, then it won't work anymore.
Oh, okay.
You can actually measure the radiation on one of those things. Another story.
All right, well, let me
I'm getting
cover
FDA
for a
approval
minute.
On that, by the way. They're real interested in it because they played with it, and they said there's something to it. That's pretty heavy, you know. Anyway, what's
yeah,
your other
that
question?
Is. So let me cover the Flammonia Factor formula for a minute.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that. Explain that to me, please.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Because I don't know that much about it. I just first have heard of it.
Well, several years ago, when we knew that the mycoplasma agent that had been given to the Gulf War troops in the vaccinations, particularly the anthrax vaccine,
right.
When they came back from the Gulf War in 1990, we knew that there was going to be a spreading epidemic, and we produced the videotape called Gulf War Syndrome, the Spreading Epidemic Cover-Up. And central to the issue was this flu-like illness. There's a hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months, that has been going around.
Yeah, I know people over here that have it now.
Absolutely. I know people all over, really, the world that are starting to experience this.
Yeah, Germany's hit with it pretty heavy.
Sorry?
Germany, I manage that girl, Xenia Seberg, this was the Lex girl. She's had it, her kids had it, everybody, and she says her neighbors all have it in Germany. It's an epidemic almost.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's not kidding. You know, that's for real. As we speak
very
over there
serious.
Still.
It's extremely serious. Here's the way that you can test for it right away. if you're hacking and coughing for weeks, or if you've got a flu-like illness that comes back, it gets better, it goes away for maybe a couple of weeks, and then it comes back again, as soon as you get a little run down, your immune system begins to fail. Check your body temperature. If you have chronically low body temperature, as you know, it's a thyroid hypofunction, and that it seems to be a symptom associated with mycoplasma infection. So if you've got like a chronic fatigue, low energy, and low body temperature, coupled with a flu-like illness that won't quit, you have probably, I mean, a 99% chance you've got mycoplasma as an underlying infection.
Okay, now, Ben, can I ask you something? Would you consider that a nanobacterial infection? Or would you consider it a viral infection at that point?
It's a cross between a bacteria and a virus.
Okay, I understand that, believe it or not. Yeah, okay, go ahead. I kind of suspected that's what it was. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have my own scientific curiosity.
Indications are that this came from Tanox Biomedical Systems of Houston, Texas, co-owned by James Baker III, Secretary of State under George Bush. And George Bush was a major shareholder. It was tested in Huntsville Prison, in the prison population, back in the late 60s and early 70s. I reprinted the government documents. Baylor College of Medicine administered much of the studies. Of course, George H.W. was on the board of directors of Baylor College. And so you have a picture that you have political manipulations, population control, and medical malfeasance all rolled into one in this issue. So you've got this germ that's going around, and we really were blessed with the initial formula, because what we saw was when we put the following four botanicals together, that is, number one, lomatium root extract, which is a sacred native North American medicinal for respiratory ailments. We put that together with Devil's Club, which was in the 1800s, the physicians of Europe used to routinely recommend that for expectorating, getting rid of the mucus inside you and clearing out your respiratory passages. And then I found some research. This was at the time that the SARS issue hit, and it was a complete SARS scam. And we published a lot, as you know, on that. But when that hit, what we felt was probably important was anything that could eliminate coronavirus infections, about 15% to more, perhaps as much as 30% of colds and flus seemed to be related to the coronavirus. And we found that there was research from Neil Towers from the University of British Columbia that showed that we could eliminate 100% of the cellular infections from coronavirus by simply using the rosacea plants, Rosa nucana, which is good pure rose hips, and the other one, which had never been commercially harvested. We basically invented the commercial harvesting of the service berry, what's called Amelanchier alnifolia. It's a service berry bush. They taste like wonderful little blueberries, but they grow on trees, mostly in the Northwest. And so we put this flu formula together, and we started to try it and promote it. And lo and behold, we were knocking out this type of disease, this flu-like illness that wouldn't quit, within 3 days. And we guaranteed it. We guaranteed the money back. It's $65 and change. We were guaranteeing it. Now, what happened? That we were doing great for about 2 years. All of a sudden, about 8 months ago, it stopped working, Fred.
Yeah.
And so what happened was we felt that there was some other factor. There's a cofactor in the more recent flu-like illnesses, and that's what we began to study. And lo and behold, we found that through, again, clinical observations, there is a herb called black elderberry.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Which, if you add that to the flumonia factor formula, which we now are recommending routinely, it starts to work again exactly like it has always worked.
Okay, you know what that's telling me is that was a high frequency infrared disease, and black elderberry is a dark frequency. It runs down in ultraviolet. And so they had found a way to bust it into ultraviolet. And that's a very serious bust because that can be life-threatening very quickly. And you guys found a counter for it. So I think that was very important because they had changed the vibratory frequency of it to get it down into ultraviolet. When you start doing ultraviolet, you start poisoning the astral body. That's some heavy stuff, you know. And that's probably where they're going with this now. And most people don't understand what I'm talking about, but this is loud and clear because what they're doing is they're creating a disease now that not only, you know, most disease is considered disease, is considered to be a hereditary factor, number one, for volatility, how quick you can get it, and number two, susceptibility based on past lives of what you've had or have not conditioned and experienced in energy and negative energy. That's what disease is all about, disease. So normally, like, you know, I'm sure in your work, and I know in mine, in the old days, like in the 70s and 80s, if we looked at a person that came to me with a health problem, I would look at possibly not only to deal with it, to make it permanently go away, I had to deal with the source of it, and it might go a lifetime or two back, which now people recognize didn't then. So now what we're dealing with is the reverse of that. We're dealing with a disease source, a manufacturer, that is very smart enough to not only create a disease, but to create a disease that will feed into the astral plane, causing, looking for weaknesses that we have from past lives to feed its energy. Meaning that maybe we have a susceptibility of cancer, but this disease wants us to have pneumonia. Well, it's not looking at the cancer energy fields to enunciate cancer. It's looking at the fields that enunciate anything and grabbing those fields, switching them over to a pneumonia frequency. You follow what I'm saying there?
Oh, you lost me a bit, Fred.
Okay,
well,
I'll go back. I'll simplify it. Okay. You understand that past life behavior can create some kind of present life conditions, right?
I'm advancing a new thesis in the new book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral,
yeah,
in which states that that's, given the evidence that we have that DNA, and just like your nuclear receptor is the tetrahedral structure or the pyramid structure.
Right.
The water is holding the memories. And
okay,
so,
the water in your cell is holding the memory.
My thesis is that the water in the genetics is what delivers the genetic memories of potentially past lives. It's not necessarily that we experience. It could be our ancestors.
Exactly. That's my point. That's fine. Okay, now we're communicating. Fine. Now, okay, let's hold that thought and just let me explain it to you this way. There's a whole spectrum of things that would be a potentiate to cause or affect in a negative way present water molecule. You follow me?
Yes, Pete, absolutely.
Okay, now, what they have done is full spectrum that, meaning that in that potentiate that we would normally have, it could have been one of seven or eight diseases, and we could get any one of them. Now what they've done is looked at that window, the seven, and say, okay, we'll take the whole window down. We don't care what it was. Boom. And now you'll come down with something. We don't care what it is. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my point. Yeah.
You
and
know,
so therefore,
I agree.
You had a window that before, up until, you know, the thing didn't work anymore, of a certain spectrum, and all diseases fall across frequencies, and especially viruses, well, all of them do. You know, bacteria is sub-frequencies and viruses are high frequencies. So they go through a window. So what they did is they opened the window wider, so your protection, your screen didn't fit anymore. So now what you've done is you've gone, because you've done this BlackBerry thing, you've gone to a lower frequency, and it seems like that's where they went. They slid down the back door into the lower frequency range.
Okay.
But that what makes that more dangerous is when you get up to the higher frequency ranges where this normally occurs, this transference, it has a lifespan. It will die out of its own energy. When you get down into the lower spectrum of these transferences where they're going down and where you're preventing it, you're dealing with immortality itself, the actual biochemical, spiritual immortality factor, and that's heavy stuff. And that seems to me where they're going now. And that's got to be coming from ETs. That I don't think that the smartest person in the tri-lads or anywhere come up with this stuff. This has got to be ET stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they, you know, they, you know how they behave. They're pretty different. Does that make any sense to you, or am I?
Yeah, it does. No, I appreciate that. You know, yeah. I, on a couple of different levels, I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, in the book, DNA Prior to the Sacred Spiral, we really slam dunk the concept that the energy industrialists are behind all
of the
biomedical.
Well, it's exactly right. It's them. That's totally true. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the ones that fund the Black Box Project, along with their drugs, to make this happen. So I'm not putting your book down. I think your book's totally on. And the beautiful thing that I've always noticed between us is that I give a concept and you give the facts. And sooner or later, the concept and the facts are the same. And you've been always more factual than me. I got too many fields that I play around in to do what you do. And you, God bless you, you're doing your job, you know, as a very diligent soldier in what you're supposed to do. You're a great, great light opener, and you're very important in this world right now to do what you're doing. And that's what you need to concentrate on. I just kind of bounce around in your life to, you know, put a little spark in there. But you're doing fine.
Well,
you know,
I have nothing going.
You have never said anything in any book that I didn't agree with.
I appreciate
that. I'm serious. I wouldn't tell you that. Nothing. You haven't said a word. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've read your work too, and I find that I'm so ignorant in so many subjects that you have expertise and you advance my. You open my mind to things.
That's
that
what
I
I'm here for, Lynn. That's all I'm here for. Seriously, I can't do your job. My God, I would deny your existence. I got to do my job.
Yeah.
You know, when I met you, I don't know, 20 years ago or something, God bless, man, I was so glad to meet you. And I saw you, I think it was up in Canada the first time. You were awesome. You were plagued
by crowds.
That's a good
Mutual Admiration Society.
Yeah, that was good, you know. So, you know, your books are great. I read all your books, and they're all great.
Let me give folks a telephone number to call to get some of the books. Let me give you a website, too.
Yeah.
People, we're talking about DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. I have 15 books. Just got a new one coming out, Fred, very soon. It's called Walk on Water.
I like that. Yeah, I'll come over there and walk on some water with you in Hawaii.
That's right. So we'll do that. So here's the toll-free number to call. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787. Or you can go online to healthyworlddistributing.com. That's www.healthyworlddistributing, all one word, .com. And check out the book DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, or probably there's about 24 books and DVDs and CDs. Audio cassette packages there that are very beneficial for your health and your awareness. So, Fred, tell me, what have you been doing over the last couple of weeks? What's new?
Are you serious?
Tell me about what have you been doing with the LifeWave patch technology.
Well, I'm just, you know, I have the last couple of weeks, I'm trying to get to a point and position myself. I've got so many people that want to join this organization. And I've talked to some friends of mine about how, you know, I know how the product works. And, you know, I just haven't had the time to do what I want to do with this because I got, you know, ambushed by so many people on things that I was doing along the receptor projector line because there's been a lot going on there. But in
the
future, I want to start doing a lot more with LifeWave. I look forward to meeting the president of the company, you know.
Oh, you know what?
I really do. I'm serious. I've put some time aside for that.
Are you going to be in Toronto this year? Actually, in about 4 weeks, at Total Health Expo.
I won't make it 4 weeks. I'll be probably over there. But probably the first show I'll do this year will be New York.
Oh, New York, huh?
Yeah. Then next year, what's happening is that I'm really busy, and so we're securing our own aircraft and our own means of transportation. Once we have that secured, we can get around privately to different places. I'll come back out again, I look forward to that. And I'm not trying to be arrogant, but to go to New York or somewhere, you know, I lose a couple of days of traveling, and my life is so. I don't know how I. You know what? I got all these cool toys I was finally able to afford and everything, and I don't have any time to play with them. Seriously, this is ridiculous. I haven't even been on a vacation in 2 years. So I'm trying to get a vacation going here. But in the interim, once we have our transportation problem, and I'm working on it with BBS Radio and Blog and Service, then we'll get around a little bit more. Matter of fact, I'll actually go out on a tour again. But I can't just do that commercially anymore because they tie us up. And, you know, that's another one of their little ploys. All this stupid, you know, security stuff that means nothing. Get to the airport 3 hours early, stand in a line, take your shoes off. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you're in a wheelchair, lady, get out of it, walk through the metal detector. If you can't, you're faking it. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's over the top. So I'm having to go back to, you know, private transportation, and then I'm working on getting that all set up. Then I'll get around again. That's really why I don't go anywhere. I mean, it may sound arrogant, but it's just a fact that I have to do. I've got to find some time for myself. And the only way I'm going to do it is cut down on transportation time. It's like I'm like a person with a budget, you know, but budget is not about numbers. It's about time. I don't know if you're that busy, but I have a feeling you're getting there. You probably will be soon. You usually are anyway.
I feel the same way. It's just it's so sad what transportation has become.
Yeah. We'll have a Learjet soon, and then we'll get around.
Well, that's good, Fred.
I'm serious.
Well,
I'm not kidding. Over to Hawaii, to the big island,
and join us at the steam.
Yeah, we're
going to
get a Learjet, and we're going to get around in it. We're getting a little turboprop to get up and down the state because we got a lot of stuff going on here in California now that BBS Radio has moved down here. We're going to be getting up on the satellite soon. I'm spending a lot of time off my normal topic and working on communication, helping Don and his brother Doug get this thing up to a to get it online and get some you know real circulation. We're getting above the ground. We just picked up Ann West, who's over there in Hawaii. She brought the whole state of Hawaii to us, you know, above the ground through their network. But we're getting this up. I expect to have a billion listeners this time, you know, next year, a billion. And that's kind of what my goal is. So I guess after that, then maybe I'll take a little vacation of a couple of weeks. I don't know. But I'm enjoying the hell out of this, you know, because I think that there's not enough people that hear you. They read your books, but they should be, every American, you know, English-speaking country in the world should be listening to you right now. And that's what I'm going to make possible. That's my goal. Does that make any sense?
Awesome,
I'm not kidding.
Humanitarian, very, very kind gesture.
Yeah, well, I'm not, you know, I brought you here to this network. I love you. You know, you're my buddy, and we're not homosexuals. We're just spiritual love. And I've admired your work. I saw you start out. You know, I hope there's people in your footsteps coming on, because we need people like you out there. You're very important. You do this 24/7, 365. I know you do. And if you don't tell me you don't, I'll call you a liar right here on the air.
No, I do. You're right. I don't think I can't remember the last time I actually had a vacation.
I know. It's like you kind of work a little work in with it, don't you?
Always.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It doesn't matter whether you're in Hawaii or Vietnam or in Greenland. I mean, you're working.
That's absolutely
you wouldn't
right.
Probably knows the difference anyway.
That's absolutely. Hey, so listen. You got to take your Learjet and bring it over to Hawaii.
Well, we got to get a big one to come to Hawaii. That's the bigger model. The 45 will do it. 35 won't. You got to realize that they're limited by about a 3,000-mile distance, and that's about how long it is. So we have to have extra tanks. So if I were going to Hawaii, I'd take a probably commercial. But I'm talking about jumping around here in the mainland. We you know, it's extravagant doing that. If we get that kind of circulation, then we'll get a TriStar or something. No problem. But I'm just thinking basic, get around the U.S. in 3 or 4 hours kind of thing. But yeah, that'd be fun.
I want you to come out here to do some research.
Yeah,
on our board of advisors and the research council.
Yeah, I've got a really fine laboratory over here in Laguna, and I got some of the best equipment in the world with microscopes and electronic stuff. I got some cool stuff now. I got some, you know, quite a bit of nice cool stuff. More than most laboratories and colleges have, actually. So we got a cool lab over here, and we're cruising, you know.
Well, we've got about 150 to 200 active steam vents that you can play with the breath of the earth.
Oh yeah, I like steam. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
But
awesome.
Yeah,
because really,
you see, where are you on the Big Island?
Yeah,
yeah,
we're on the Big Island.
Island.
If you go to the website,
Maui, I thought.
steamventin.com. That's www.steam, STEAMVENT.
Okay.
INN.com. And check it out. And folks, if you're listening and you want to join us out here, we've got just an awesome place. And I think you'll find it just nothing like it in the world. We
are
have
you
Hawaii's
going to be doing seminars
Lobby
there?
Theme song. I'm sorry, Fred. What was?
Yeah, Len, are you going to do seminars at your place? You set up for those?
You bet. That's exactly what we're planning to do: educational symposiums and group meetings, healing retreats.
How many people can you handle?
We have plans for a small amphitheater.
Oh, wow. How many people can you handle?
Well, right now we're in collaboration with a wonderful yoga oasis, wonderful people right down the road from us. So we can handle about 28 to 30 people right now.
Okay. Because I'll do a seminar over there. I'm doing one here in May. People come from all over the world to it. Out of 80, 90 people. I could do one over there. It's not a problem. And I'll do a concert, you know. I'll even actually play music. And I get paid a lot of money not to play.
Well, you'll love it here. I think that your guests also will just be delighted.
Yeah, no, I'll come over there. I'll come over and check it out.
I just hope when I
get over there in April, I just hope you're not off somewhere when I finally get there, because I said I was coming in January, and here I am, but I actually will be there by April.
Okay, now, the first 2 weeks of April, I'll be gone.
Okay.
So come on the third week or the fourth week of April.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah, that's not a problem. Then I'll come and see you.
Excellent.
Yeah. So what else?
Yeah, I've
got
to go to Toronto for the last day of March and the first couple days in April. Then I'm doing at the University of Southern Oregon. I've got a presentation to give that first week. And then I'm taking about a week off with my little girl to babysit her. She's finishing up with her class, and that's in Idaho. So I'll be in Idaho for the second
week. Yeah, what happened to your Idaho operation? Did you give it up, or is it still there, or what?
The operation was moved to Oregon, and in terms of the fulfillment for the books and the videos.
Yeah, exactly. That was that, yeah.
Yeah, we were searching for some organization to take over the distribution, so that now that that's been settled, it's going out of Portland, Oregon, and they're doing a fine job.
You still have your Standpoint location, or is that gone now?
Yeah, I can't give that up. That's my wife and my children's home.
No, I understand, but I just want to know that you're still there sometimes.
Yes, we are.
Okay, that's good. I love it up there. I love that big lake there, you know, with submarines in it and probably got a Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful place.
It is. Yeah.
You know, we call that God's country and we call this paradise.
Yeah, I agree. I think you got a real tough life going between those two places.
You got to set it up the way you want it, right?
That's exactly right. Now, I live in paradise too. I live on this beautiful mountain here in Laguna. Been here for 30 some years. I love it. I got a 360 degree of the view of the ocean, 400 miles on a clear day, and a vortex in the living room, which is it's on World TV as we speak right now. They can click on a website, and I'm televising my living room 24/7. There's spirits show up, and people can watch. You know, it's cool. You know, we're having a great time.
Your place is fantastic.
We're doing virtual TV now.
That's,
do you like that
awesome.
Idea?
Fascinating.
Yeah.
You're always fascinating, Fred.
I'm just crazy. Yeah, nobody's just figured that out yet, you know. But I have a good time. I work hard and I play hard. Usually I do them simultaneously now. Like tonight, being with you, I didn't expect to do this show with you. This is fun. This is Sandbox 1A, baby.
the whole world has gone crazy. You might be the only sane one left.
Yeah. What's the definition of being insane? Oh, doing something twice and trying to get the same, expecting a different result.
Yeah, right.
Doing the same thing twice or more and expecting the same result is how you define insanity. That's what I learned.
Yeah. Sounds like
sounds like something I do, you know. I do my whole life that way. I do it the same way every day and I expect a different result. Funny. So anything else that we should know before we get off the air here in a little bit about, you know, plagues and, you know, viruses and nanobacterial infections and, you know?
Well, I think we basically touched on the fact that what's going on is not what you've been told. There's obviously...
Oh, yeah. You've always had the G2, proper intelligence on everything. Your stuff's always dead on accurate. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I'm just... avian flu business is just one more scam with regard to, they've got to have some way to rationalize and basically persuade people to think that one thing's happening when actually it's something else to be causing depopulation. I mean, that's the overriding agenda, is to kill off 2/3 of the world's population.
Yeah,
both efficiently and beneficially.
Yeah, the proper generics is that when I worked on the Global 2000 report with Reagan and Carter, 10 billion is all the Earth can, you know, support. And it could probably support more, but when you look at the pollution, everything that we're doing here, it's not, I'd say out of the probably 8.5 billion that are here now, 7 billion are already dead anyway. You know, it's just how you get them in the ground kind of thing. I mean, that's sad to say, but it's true the way people behave. And we'd like to see people wake up. Personally, I do this work because, you know, I'd like to create a better environment than I did, you know, when I got here in this world in 43. It was pretty clean. It was nothing like it is now. And I like to clean it up for my grandchildren, you know, and I'm sure you would too.
That's an awesome goal.
Yeah, it's my goal. I told you, that's my goal. That's why I work so hard, but I don't mind it. I don't know. Something snapped in me in the last few years, and I really like archery, and I really like fixing old radios and TVs. I don't seem to do that anymore. And I mean, that's stupid. I mean, I can't find one day a week to do it anymore. And that's really starting to bother me. I think I got a problem with it. I got to at least do it once a week. I'm doing this all the time. I mean, I'll take a 4-hour break and think it's a vacation, you know?
Yeah.
I never used to think that way. But anyway.
All right. Well, I think we better wind it up.
That would be great. Thank you for having me on as your guest.
Well, my pleasure. Thanks for joining me tonight, and okay. I look forward to spending some time with you, some quality time.
Yeah, we will.
Let's give our thanks to Don and the people at BBS Radio who make this possible. BBSRadio.com, we're broadcasting on this hour of insight. We call it the Insight Hour, and I'm going to be on the chat room on the Internet tomorrow night, I guess it is your time at 5 o'clock Pacific. Let's see, 5 o'clock Pacific time. I'll be on www.healthyworlddistributing.com, the chat room that you can link from that website. I'm going to give you a toll free number again to get any of the books we've talked about or the Flammonia Factor formula. If you know people who are suffering with this hacking and coughing for weeks, if not months, and they want relief, call 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787. And Fred, let me get this right. Fred Bell's contact information is 1-800-729-2603. If you're interested in the nuclear receptor or anything else that Fred manufactures, it's 800-729-2603, or you can go to www.drfred, that's D-R-F-R-E-D, Bell, B-E-L-L .com. Fred, did I get that right?
Yeah, you got it right. That'll take you over to Paradigm. Yeah, I had to wait 5 years to get my name, but I finally got it.
Right.
FredBell.com, yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much for joining me this hour, Fred. I love you. Keep it up. Keep up the great work for humanity's interest in the service to the Creator.
I guess now on when I want to talk to you, it'll be on the air because we don't have time for phone calls. Thank you very much for allowing me to be here as part of your great dream.
Well, thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Aloha from Paradise.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program. And we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.